Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Jesse Brown, VA Works. Today is Saturday, December 12th, 2020. December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Our host is Cliff Kelly. I am your co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. And assistant digital media producer is Al Greer. Today we have a panelist who has a long history with the VA, Patrick Gleason, who is with the Volunteer Service Chief at Jesse Brown VA. Our discussion is going to focus on veteran food insecurity, veteran non-food needs, and volunteer opportunities. It is a distinct honor and a pleasure to have you here, Patrick. I am really looking forward to hearing more about this topic. I know that you are you have been in the volunteer service chief at Jesse Brown and worked for the VA for 20 years in a variety of roles. In addition, you worked at the Jesse Brown VA. He's a member of the National VA Volunteer Service Leadership Board. He was awarded the inaugural VA Community Partnership Award in 2014, the Red Cross Chicago and Northern Illinois Military Hero Award in 2017, and the Illinois Disabled American Veterans VA Employee of the Year Award in 2017. It's a pleasure to have you on, Patrick. Why don't you tell us about veteran food insecurity, veteran non-food needs, and volunteer opportunities?
Well, thank you so much, Colonel. I want to thank you and Mr. Kelly, Ms. Jackson, for having me on. I believe this is my third time having the pleasure to communicate with you and your concerned and involved audience. So it really is an honor. So as you mentioned, I've been the chief of voluntary service here at Jesse Brown for 10 years, an employee for 20. I'm not a veteran. I always like to make that clear. My father is a Chicago guy, World War II veteran, and a member of General MacArthur's Honor Guard. Wow. Both my grandparents, my grandfathers, one was a Chicago policeman, the other a Chicago fireman, which I know is pretty surprising since I'm Irish. So we have a long history of serving in Chicago. So our mission is to improve the lives of those who served. And, of course, COVID has thrown a wrench into some of our plans, but we continue to move forward and look for ways to serve. My team has identified some of the basic needs, very similar to Maslow's theory on the hierarchy of needs, of the basic needs someone needs in order to be able to spend energy and focus on things beyond that. So obviously hunger is one of those needs. If you as an individual have food insecurity or you're concerned about the ability to get food for your loved ones, I can't even imagine how you could focus on things past that, like your own education or your own mental health or pluses in life that we all try to seek daily if you're still trying to meet those basic needs, or clothing or housing. So those are the things that my team has identified. And with the support of our director, Mr. Rick Ament, and our leadership team, and I've got to say our voluntary service team and the social workers here at Jesse Brown are the hardest working social workers I have ever seen. We have methods of meeting our veterans' needs, but we can't do it without the community. So in 2013, we started the first first veteran food pantry in the nation, and that's where we did earn that honor, the Community Partnership Award. And for seven straight years, every Tuesday, we served between 150 and 200 veterans robust groceries as a result of our partnership with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, AmeriCorps, and many others. We had to put that on hold in March. So since then, and this is where support from the community has come in, we have been able to continue to provide for those in need through a few different channels. So one, we have asked folks in the community to purchase and donate single-serve food items that are shelf-stable, like pop-top items you could throw in a microwave, fruit cups, granola bars, etc. And we distribute those through our social work drop-in centers and here at the VA to veterans that present and are obviously in need. Secondly, we have asked donors to purchase, and we have used donated funds as well, to purchase shelf-stable groceries, the types of things you could bring home and put in your pantry and use as needed. So, you know, pastas and soups and things in that line, and we've been very successful there, and the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the community at large has helped us with that. And the third approach on the food angle has been purchasing local grocery store gift cards. We then provide our social workers with those gift cards. They are shopping and buying the specific groceries that their veterans in need can use, so there's no food waste. So we have turned our food pantry that we had weekly into that basically three-pronged attack on veteran food scarcity and food insecurity issues. So we really need to thank those that have helped us. I'm going to right now give my information on how to reach me, and then I'm also going to talk briefly, if I have time, about two other areas. But please contact me by email at patrick.gleason@va.gov or by phone at 312-569-6334. That is my direct line. If I don't pick up, I will get the message and I will return the call. So if you're interested in helping us, please do that. We talked about housing and shelter. We have a wonderful social work team, HUD-VASH, that helps provide our veterans in need of housing with housing. But what we can't provide without the support of the community is things that go in those homes. So especially right now, we have a very intense need for the things that you need to clean your home and do your laundry. So if you can think about kitchen and bath and laundry, soaps and cleaners and mops and sponges, if you have the wherewithal to provide those through your church or your community group or your neighborhood or just as an individual, please do so. You can contact me. If you have a decent amount, we could certainly run a pickup arranging ahead of time. If we do have a cargo van we can use once or twice a week, or if you want to just drop by with a bag or two, arrange that, and we can meet you at your car, and you don't even have to come in the building. But those are things that our veterans really, really can use. And the third area is clothing. So this morning, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 134, wonderful group of folks, for the seventh year in a row have dropped off truckloads of underwear and T-shirts and socks. So to most of us, we think, well, that's really great. But those that struggle to get underwear and T-shirts and socks, that is a blessing. And all the things I've talked about, the one word that ties them together is dignity. So by the men and women in the Local 134 taking the time to collect those and bring those in, they provide dignity to our veterans. And you have to remember that every veteran at some time in their lives was willing to give everything for us, And for us to occasionally do something for them is certainly not asking too much. So those are some of the direct ways that people can help us.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You know, and, you know, some of the things that you're talking about, Patrick, you know, when you were talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that, you know, many of us, every day we all get hungry at some point. And, you know, just think about what happens if you got hungry each day and you couldn't fulfill that need. And you had to go on to the second day and the third day and the fourth day of feeling hungry and not having enough food to eat. So I really applaud you and that whole initiative with the Veterans Food Pantry. And I, you know, the three different things you were mentioning, the different three-pronged approach. So, you know, you can give single-serve items you were mentioning. You can also donate funds. And then you can also donate cards that are, you know, purchased at local grocery stores for, like, gift cards. So how do people get these to you? Maybe you can give the address, or where can people drop these things off?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Colonel. So our address, with Jesse Brown, VA, 820 South Damon in Chicago. Our zip code is 60612. We're just a few blocks south of the Eisenhower 290, and very easy. And the best bet, as I've given my phone, 312-569-6334, would be to call or to email me at patrick.gleason, and that's G-L-E-A-S-O-N, at va.gov. And we can arrange a time when you can stop by, and we'll meet you. Of course, because of COVID, we don't want people taking any extra chances, but we can meet you at your car with a cart or whatever to pick up the donation. And let me mention that all donations are 100% tax deductible. And any monetary donation, in addition to being tax deductible, unlike some situations, 100% of the donated dollars goes to the cause. So if someone were to write a check, say, for $100 for us to buy winter coats for our veterans, we would buy $100 worth of winter coats and make sure those got to veterans. So because we don't have administrative fees, and we have wonderful partners that are nonprofits, and we understand administrative fees are necessary, but we don't have them, so you can rest assured every dollar donated goes to that cause. So I appreciate that opportunity to bring that up. And so the best way, call me, email me. If I'm out of the office for a day or two, as soon as I get back in, I will reach out and we'll make that connection. And we love long-term relationships.
Fantastic. Yeah, because we have a lot of listeners who are not just veterans, but we have other people who are listening as well. And people are always worried about, you know, where does my money go if I make a donation? So this sounds like a perfect cause, 100% tax deductible, and also 100% of the money goes directly to the cause that you're giving the money for. With no administrative fees there. I mean, I can't hear of a better deal than that right now in the Christmas holidays.
And that's correct. And each donor receives, if it's an item, they'll receive a letter with the description of the item, a thank you letter from us that they can use just for their own sense of well-being, but also as tax evidence. And those that do write a check or provide cash, we provide a field receipt that documents the donation, deposit, et cetera. So really, it's a wonderful program, and we're right here in Chicago. So we are serving Chicago area veterans. It's not going anywhere else. The other thing I'd like to mention, I mentioned our clothing need. You know, we always need winter coats and men's pants, especially jeans and men's shoes. Our veterans can't just go and get the clothing or the underwear that the local 134 dropped off. They can't just go get it because they want it. They have to see their social worker first, and their social worker evaluates and writes a voucher. So we know the veterans getting these items have real need.
Okay.
So that protects the interests of the donor and protects those items for other veterans that really need it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't think of a better program. It looks like you've really thought everything through. making sure that the people who really are in dire need get these things. And, you know, one question I have about the clothing. So, you know, often people have clothing that they donate and that kind of thing. So you're looking more for new items. But people have, you know, coats. They have, you know, sweaters. They have things that they try to donate to Goodwill and those kinds of things. Are you looking for those kinds of things as well? Or are you looking for someone to go to a store, purchase something, and bring it in a package?
Well, thank you for asking that. Obviously, new items are great, but we do accept gently used items. We do verify that they have been laundered and folded and placed neatly in bags or boxes. We can't accept any items that clearly are just tossed in because it's hard to tell if they've been laundered. So if folks take the time to clearly launder gently used items, and right now what we're focusing on is winter coats for men and women. Mm-hmm. But men's pants, and that's particularly jeans and the Docker style because they wear better than dress pants, and any type of men's shoes or boots and men's belts. Those are the things right now we're focusing on. Because of COVID, we don't have as much storage. So the other items we probably couldn't accept now, but those specific items, men's pants, men's shoes, men's belts, and men and women's coats, gently used, new, and washed and folded would be great.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, that sounds like a recipe for success there. And I wanted to mention again, your telephone number is 312-569-6334, and Patrick Gleason, Gleason, at va.gov. I'm intending to use those numbers and to make sure I make my donations this year to your cause, because it sounds like a perfect, perfect cause, 100% tax deductible, no administration fees, every dollar goes to the cause, and I can't think of a better deal than that.
Well, that's correct, and I appreciate you recognizing that. And I have to say, I have a small team, but they're super hard workers. And as I mentioned, our leadership team here and our social workers, we really are a great a team to get this done. And we really encourage all of our veterans to come in to Jesse Brown VA and get their care here or at any of our outpatient clinics downtown or at Auburn Gresham, Chicago Heights, and in Northwest Indiana. We have our clinic as well in Crown Point.
Excellent.
We're here for you.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much, Patrick Gleason. You have done a wonderful job explaining this. And America's Heroes Group, you are one of our partners with Jesse Brown VA Works. And we are so honored to have you on. And thank you for your service to our veterans and to their families, because this affects not just the veteran but their entire family. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday.
Okay. Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy. My wife Sheila and I founded Top Box Foods as a community nonprofit to ensure everyone has safe access to healthy, affordable food. We are honored to partner with Vietnam veteran and our friend Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, along with Congressman Danny Davis, to celebrate the holidays by donating boxes of delicious meats and chicken, as well as fresh produce from Top Box Foods for veterans and Chicago communities so families can enjoy healthy meals with their loved ones. Happy holidays from the Kennedy family and from all of us at Top Box Foods.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits, or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabak Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735. America's Heroes Groups extends a special thanks to our partners, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, and Congressman Danny Davis, for their generous donations of holiday food box giveaways.